The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kieran Mazaria, CEO of Cadence Minerals, KDNC. Kieran, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure as always, Justin.
Yeah, and you've provided an update to shareholders on the progress of your principal investments this morning, and we'll discuss that in detail. Before we do, Kieran, maybe people not familiar, could you give me a brief summary as to what Cadence is all about, please?
Yep, absolutely. Cadence is an AIM-listed company with investments in the rare earth metals, lithium sectors, and in the iron ore sector as well, all of which we believe are critical for the electrification of vehicles and the new green energy impetus and economies that are moving forward over the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, okay. So you give some detail on some updates here on your investments at AMAPA, European Metal Holdings, and other investments. So take us through them, Kieran, if you could.
Yeah, it's very simple. Some of this is already known in the market, but nonetheless, we thought we'd just keep our shareholders updated. So one of the things that we said, I think last time I spoke to you, Justin, was when I was in Brazil, and we talked about we just delivered a mineral resource estimate, substantially increasing the resources that the AMAPA iron ore mine has. I think we increased about 50%. And we said that we'd have our ore reserve estimate, which is the proportion of the measured and indicated mineral resources that are economically mineable at this point in time, done by the end of October. We achieved that at the end of October, and we've just announced that that we have an ore reserve estimate that will support a planned 15-year mine life. The full sort of ore resource JORC compliant table and supporting annexes will be in our pre-feasibility study as they form part of that. But then this is just confirming, well, just announcing that we have a 15-year mine life within our mineral resources, and that's an ore reserve estimate. And we're progressing well with the PFS. And as a result of those two things, importantly, what we've done is we've decided to increase our stake in the AMAPA project from 27% to 30%. We're doing that by the conversion of some loans that we had made to the company, to the operating company, Devmin and Assam, the capitalization of some management and consultancy costs, and further cash investment. So the total of those two values is about $3.3 million. So once we complete that, all of those sort of conversions into equity and all the rest of it, Cadence will have acquired 30% of the AMAPA project for $9.3 million when Anglo American valued its 70% stake at $462 million or $660 million for 100% gross up. Importantly, Cadence doesn't require to raise any capital to increase this stake. As it's already got the cash and is vesting it in, or it's obviously the capitalization or the loan has been already made to the operating company. So it's both showing, I suppose, a part about AMAPA. It's showing a progress through its ore reserve coming up to PFS, which is going to be delivered this quarter, and increasing our stake because we can see the value coming up to 30%. At a considerable discount for what it was valued by Anglo American when it sold its asset, where they valued it at $660 million.
Yeah, well, it's a huge disconnect there, isn't it? And even if you bring that theirs down and yours up, it's still a huge upside there by the looks of it. Like I said, you've acquired 30% pretty much for $9.3 million. Anglo valued 70% stake at $462 million. That's a massive disconnect there, isn't it?
Yeah, and yes, it is a discount. And typically what happens is as you deliver PFS, that value starts to go closer to the NPV. And, you know, as I said, the PFS will be out in this quarter. The other aspects that we talked about was really just about European Metals Holdings. They just announced that they've simplified the production of their. So for those that don't know, European Metals Holding is a PFS level going through definitive feasibility level lithium carbonate producer, or lithium carbonate lithium hydroxide project in the Czech Republic, strategically located. And they've just announced that they've simplified their processing, by the processing from their hard rock to produce the final product that will be utilized in batteries. And that is going to save capital costs and OPEX costs by 10 to 20%. Their recovery is higher. And they're going to be sending samples of this material out to potential offtake partners in next year. So that's done. Also, that's done well. And our other investments is just telling, updating people. People know about the sale of these investments, like Lithium Technology, the supplies, and Hastings Technology Metals, or our stake in a license. Both of those investments, you know, we've made roughly 5 times our money on that. And they're going to complete, we believe, in this quarter. In both those cases, we're going to get equity in listed entities, which will obviously, as you've seen with the lithium stocks in Australia and the rare earth stocks in Australia, they have been actually, they've been sort of the contrarians to everything else. They've been in terms of commodities, and they've rocketed up, in fact, and continue to perform. And having exposure to that market, the Australian market, and secondly to lithium and rare earths, is going to be a really interesting journey once we get the listed stocks and those two things. Yeah, so that's the summary of those three things, and the summary of the announcement.
Yeah, yeah. And so just looking forward to sort of the big milestone, I suppose, that is the PFS, is it?
Yeah, PFS on a mapper. Mm-hmm. As I said, that should, we're really looking forward to that being published. Mm-hmm. And, despite even with, on our iron ore prices softening over the last year, we still have got a healthy NPV, healthy internal rates of return that justify the level of, the increased investment that we've made to date, taking up to 30% of the asset.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you could then, Kieran, just remind people, if they're liking the sound of the progress but not yet following the story, give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Cadence to their watch list, please.
Yep. The first one is Cadence is exposed to these new energy metals, lithium and rare earth metals. And not only which are the two set of commodities, inverted commas, that have performed incredibly well despite the overall commodity slump over the last year. Two, our exposure is in equity of these metals across the board. So we're not exposed to just necessary projects, we're exposed to the equity. So the performance of these equities, given the market in Australia has performed really well, I think is going to be very interesting for us in those two assets, Lithium Technology and Hastings Technology Metals. And lastly, our sort of flagship project is a mapper. And that is where we have project control. We jointly manage this asset, and as we've just talked about, we're getting we've achieved a 30% stake in it for $9.3 million when it was valued by Anglo American, 100% valuation of $660 million.
Excellent stuff, Kieran. Good to chat to you, and like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Justin. It's a pleasure as always.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.